You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Park. I'm Andrew Burns. Coonshaw is over there. We're back for the first time in a while.
Yes, we are.
And aren't you know we excited to talk about the Yankees postseason? No. Of course not.
See, I am in a little way kind of excited only because the misery and pain that was the 2023 Yankees is officially over.
Yeah, the pillow has officially been placed over our
Yeah. Like, yes, I'm not happy that they missed the playoffs, and I'm not happy that they were a really, really bad team, but I'm happy that I don't have to check up on them every single day anymore just to find out that, like, they lost, like, 2-0, and they got, like, no hit into, like, the ninth inning, and then, like, scraped together a hit last minute just to save themselves. Like, congrats.
Yeah, and somehow, even though they still only got like a few hits, they still also stranded like all these people in scoring position just because the opposing team kept walking them.
But don't worry, it looks like Sean Casey's coming back.
Oh my god, yeah. And we might as well just get into it. Yeah, so Yankees finished with 82 wins. They obviously missed the playoffs. We did not think that there was really much of a chance, especially even like the miracle run thought just basically died the moment that Jason Dominguez went out. And not that like you can really count on someone like that to save your season, but that was probably unlikely. And then it's like, okay, let's just roll on.
Yep.
And seems like everyone's coming back. Cashman was never going to go. I've said this over and over and over again because he's one season into a 4-year extension. I think most of this can be laid at his feet since he's the one who constructed the team. And this has been going on for a while, but so it is. He's not going anywhere. This is what it is. Boone, entering the last year of his contract in 2024, but it sounds like he will be back as well based on all the reporting of those close to the situation. And that's not terribly shocking. Boone is Cashman's guy. It seemed like the only way that Boone was going to be let go was if Steinbrenner wanted a scapegoat. And it seems like Hal is pretty comfortable with Cashman supporting Boone. Ergo, we will probably also get Sean Casey back as hitting coach because they like Sean Casey. and the players seem to like Sean Casey, and that's all that matters, I guess. It's really dependent on, I suppose, if Casey wants to do it. He has not made a decision either way on it, but he did sort of put his foot in his mouth. He's like, oh yeah, they asked me to come back before the end of the season. And then like he's like, actually, an offer hasn't been made, which I read as, oops, I said something too soon.
Yeah, basically. And like, yeah, I mean, I guess the only other way like Boone was getting fired is if they maybe if they didn't continue their like winning season streak, maybe, which they barely did by a game.
82 so, wins. This is, you know,
quite literally a game.
Making like they the 2016 and 2014 teams and 2013 teams look good.
Yeah, they went into the last season, the last series of the season against the 100 and I guess 6 loss, 106 loss Royals, needing to just win one game, and that's all they managed to win.
Yeah, and Carlos Rodon needed to, you know, just get one out to, I don't know, have a start that wasn't zero winnings, but he could not do it.
He could not do that.
Oh my God, that was one of the worst starts I had ever seen. 8 batters up, 8 batters reached, 8 runs scored. Goodbye. What a way to cap a terrible, terrible, terrible first year with the Yankees for Carlos Rodon.
Man, I was excited by his signing.
Yeah, it seemed like there were things to be excited about. There were definitely some flags that I think were overlooked just because we were excited that the Yankees were doing a move beyond just bringing back Aaron Judge, and they did need rotation help, but it did not work at all. And now they have him for 5 more years, and man, you need something from him in 2024, and I am a little frightened because it was so bad at points this year. His home run rate tripled, and just his back problems may just linger. You know, that was a big thing that kept him out for most of the first half. There was some elbow stuff too, but it was mainly the back, and that seems to just be a chronic thing. And his fastball was just shit compared to previous years. Like, the velocity was there, but the juice was not, shall we say.
Yeah.
And the results were just abysmal. Abysmal. He had a worse ERA than Luis Severino, which is saying a lot considering how much Sevy struggled this year.
Yeah. And obviously don't forget the results, but forget the results for a second. Like, I want to see more from him just personality-wise, like just stop being such a baby or an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the fit is now extremely questionable. Like, you can't turn your back on the pitching coach on the mound. That is such unprofessional bullshit. That,
yeah,
I mean, and he atoned to it afterward, which, you know, is, I guess, all you can ask for, but it can't happen. That's just a full stop. It can't happen. Can't be blowing kisses in Anaheim. That was like a lesser thing, but it still also happened. And, you know, it's just so many. The only thing missing from it being a pure 80s Yankees bust signing was like him getting into a fight with the teammate or a manager,
right? Yeah, like. Yeah, I guess he did make apologize to Matt Blake or whatever, and that's like, to your point, all you can do after the situation had already happened. But like, ideally this sad situation would just not happen, and that's what we need to see. Like, dude, shut up.
Yeah, dude, shut up is a great way to sum up Carlos Rodon's 2023 season. Yeah. Oh goodness. Yeah, but so that's just one of many bad stories from the Yankees 2023. We're not going to, break down every single thing because, you know, we are admittedly like pretty delayed in getting this out. I mean, hell, we haven't even recorded a podcast since before Jason Dominguez came up, I think. So just we had some stuff going on in September, and then also it's just like, okay, well, at this point, what are we going to say? Like, we're just waiting out the string.
Yeah. If you did need us to record, please reach out and let us know because. Yeah, we didn't know we were providing anything at that point.
Yeah, and only so many times we could just, you know, play dumb games surrounded the 2013 and 2014 Yankees. Yes.
I shall remain the champ against our suit lady.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you say that until she ruins our recording somehow.
Yeah, that's fair.
But anyway, I do think that one factor going into the offseason is going to be Aaron Judge's presence in basically all Yankee operations. He sounds like he's going to have a voice. Sounds like he was meeting regularly, too, with Hal Steinbrenner and occasionally Cashman, apparently, which is interesting, throughout the season. Cole was in on some of those meetings, too, which makes sense. You want to incorporate your top players, especially, you know, on offense and on pitching, into these discussions so that they're not thrown off. You don't get weird miscommunications, which had happened between like the players in front office, I would say, between like 2016 and 2021, almost. So that's good. The only downside is that, of course, Judge is going to stump for his guys, and he likes Sean Casey and Aaron Boone a lot. So that's not changing.
Yeah, and again, like, I'm not a Aaron Boone nor a Sean Casey fan by any means, but like again, the problem is truly with like how this roster is constructed, yeah. And until that's changing, it doesn't really matter. And like, I don't have enough data on Sean Casey to like say anything, so like I'm just gonna ignore him from this next point. Aaron Boone is probably a fine manager to have when things are going well, and like, you know, it's a good team, and he could just be there, and he's just, you know, the friends we made along the way. So like, okay, fine. It's just it's just in 2023 when everything is struggling, you were able to see a prime example of somebody who's just not able to get like the best out of everybody, and that's the problem. But again, the problems with this team go a lot deeper than Aaron Boone, so whatever.
Yeah, I mean, my problem is that there were so many games this season where like a starting pitcher just steamrolled through the Yankees lineup without really breaking a sweat, and you know, they'd give up an early lead and then they would just go to bed. There were so many games when the team just seemed to give up, and I know they'll say, oh, we never give up, we keep on fighting, but like that just kept happening over and over again under Aaron Boone's watch. I think Aaron Boone is not the problem, but he is a problem, and
100% I agree with you there.
It's dumb to not try to rectify that just to, you know, appease some of your players. And I guess because you have a good working relationship with him, because he's happy to just pass along whatever maybe wrong front office bullshit is going passing along. Because, you know, Aaron Judge also threw up some question marks around some of these, the numbers, or I guess the communication of the numbers that they were sending down to the players. So that's also, I think, on the manager to some extent.
Oh, absolutely.
More, like again, I said, more like, in the front office, but still.
Yeah. And I agree. He's definitely a problem, but he's not the biggest problem. And until that biggest problem gets rectified, I just can't see a way for me to care about some of the smaller problems. Although, I guess if they don't solve the one big problem, but answer like 15 of the small problems, then maybe that's a different story. But
yeah, I will say that's the thing. Like they are still going to fancy themselves championship contenders in 2024. I don't think that'll happen. I do think that they kind of have to, because you have your Judge and Cole in their primes. So you have to try to figure out a way to get back into the mix. So you need to rectify all problems. Aaron Boone is a problem that needs to be rectified. The hitting coach, I think you need a real hitting coach with long experience. That is not Sean Casey. The only thing that Sean Casey really seemed to bring to the team, they were more patient at the plate in getting like pitches per plate appearances or whatever, in that one graphic that the Yankees sent out to all the media members. They're like, oh, yes. Great look how great Sean Casey is.
We did it.
You look at the numbers from after he was hired, and they weren't good. They struck out more, like somehow they struck out more than they did with Dylan Lawson, and they also hit worse. So like, again, I know Sean Casey is not going to like wave a magic wand and make all the hitters better, but the fact that they got worse somehow is staggering.
Yeah. And like, it's different players that he dealt with than Dylan Lawson did. So like, there's some of that to it. Like, like, I was able to justify the move when it happened, like, by squinting and just being like, okay, fine. Like, you know, how many good hitting coaches are available midseason or whatever, right? Like, with experience and all that. So I was able to squint and just be like, okay, fine. They're just they're basically just trying to move on from Dylan Lawson and just get something different going. But like
in that situation, you know, interim's an interim. You want to try to get a new voice in there. Sometimes that works. Most of the time it doesn't. But they needed to try something with the offense looking like completely shit. Right. It didn't work.
For them to get the results they did and be like, yeah, no, this seems to have worked. There's a problem.
Yeah, that is uncomfortable. Maybe also that they just decided, well, we'll just run it back with these guys. And if it still doesn't work in 2024, then we will do a management rehaul and a coaching staff rehaul. So they're just like, let's just lump Aaron Boone's choice for hitting coach in with all this, because why not? So,
I mean, there is probably some level of that, the truth to that. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, who wants to carry out a job search, right? You know, got to go post to HR. It's a real issue. Got to go through Workday.
Brian Cashman out here like, you know, I don't really care to nitpick too much. I just like to generally manage the team, but not like that's it.
Yeah, you know. So here we are once again. The Yankees.
Oh man,
not good. Not good at all.
And like, you know, not for nothing. Forget everything else. Somebody should get fired for how Anthony Rizzo was handled. Let me just put that out there. Somebody needs to lose their job for that.
I think that there will be some. I think there probably will be some turnover behind the scenes. That like that'll be their statements. And now we've atoned for what we've done in 2023. But that is one that would be deserved because again, like you made even after. He came in and was like, I'm feeling a little groggy. They played him for a couple more games before putting him on the IL. And it's just like, what are we doing? Never mind the fact that it probably should have been flagged beforehand.
Right, exactly. Like, that whole thing, just no. And I just got, my wife has just healed from a concussion. And I see how scary that is. Like, first, that's my first ever real life experience with it. For a baseball player to be doing this, like, no, there's got to be some sort of red flags. And, like, no. Somebody needs to lose their job for that.
For sure.
It's bigger than baseball.
Yeah.
I'm mad about it. Just I just saw his name on the baseball reference page and I just got mad.
Yeah. So I feel like there might be a change behind the scenes with that. Especially even beyond that, Yankees injuries have not really gone down, I would say, over the past few years, even after they revamped their program. So that's a problem. And granted, some of that is like personnel. You look at who you're signing. Yeah, those guys are going to get hurt. But nonetheless. Yeah.
Giancarlo Stanton doing yoga has not helped him.
No. And Giancarlo Stanton, we should get into too, because honestly, like other than the injury that kept him out for a couple months, he was healthy and just bad. And that is really concerning because
right.
Other than before this, basically if he was on the field and playing, which was a roll of the dice, but when he was there, he was hitting the baseball and hitting it hard. And he's still hitting the baseball hard, but he's also swinging and missing too much and not good. And his numbers are way down. And that is unsettling considering how long you signed for and how little versatility he offers.
Yeah, the only counter or point I would like to address with that is I don't like to make any sweeping suggestions or assumptions about anybody on this team being healthy. I assume everyone is injured at this point because this team is just so bad at managing injuries.
Yeah, who knows? It's possible. But he was terrible. Like 191, 275, 420, 87 OPS plus. That is not acceptable from a designated hitter. The 24 home runs were his only plus. And, you know, it's hard because, and I wrote about this in the post when he hit his 400th career home run. I still really love Giancarlo Stanton. I'm actually wearing a Giancarlo Stanton t-shirt right now. And,
but yeah, well, I'm wearing his jersey.
This is just what he is. And, you know, he says like, I'm going to, you know, work on stuff and he's always accountable. He's always feels bad about it. And I appreciate that. And I think he's going to try, but I don't know what you can expect from him in 2024. I think they kind of have to run it back because, I mean, lol, you're not going to move that contract. And he's just there. He's just going to be in the DH spot, and you got to hope that he turns it around to at least, you know, league average production.
The thing is, like, this is also where, like, good coaching would come into play. Like, somebody like Giancarlo Stanton, we know obviously he's had talent and all this stuff. Like, you know, he's been a very good player for a long time, for him to just be this bad, like, there's got to be something you can do, right? You would think, you would hope.
Possibly. Maybe that, again, maybe you need a better hitting coach for that. So
but exactly. Like, the coaching is just, and like, my other issue is it's not just Giancarlo Stanton. It's so many people come up and or come to the Yankees and then they're just bad.
Yeah, or are just very underwhelming.
Yeah.
Like, this year, basically the only guys to show up were Cole, Judge, Glaber, I would say, though Glaber still had his Glaber moments here and there, especially on the bases, but on the whole, still fine. And some relievers. I guess you could say, you know...
Whoa. You know exactly what I'm about to be mad about.
What?
What do you mean, some relievers? Michael yes. King deserves a shout-out, sir.
Yeah, I was gonna say some relievers and then also Michael King, because he's his own unicorn breed right now.
Yes. I just wanted to make sure we were not doing any disservice to him. Okay, we are fine then. Continue, please. But,
so, yeah, it's like Cole, Judge, Glaber Sorta, DJ LeMahieu's second half was a lot better than his first, and I think maybe he was just feeling healthier. That could have been it, but... You know, I guess if you want to take some encouragement from that, I will, because he's under contract again for a few more years. So let's hope that's the DJ we get.
And because we need to squint and find any sort of encouragement, because we're not encouraged by this team.
Yeah, Anthony Volpe still had too many strikeouts in his rookie season. 167 from a guy. Yeah, I know he's a rookie and 22 years old. That's too many. He's got to cut down on those. But he also still got 20-20, which is not nothing for a rookie, and looked pretty good at shortstop, honestly, or at least passable. I think maybe Oswald Peraza is still better, but, you know, take your encouragement how you can. And other than that, it's just like a wasteland of bad results. Like, maybe, again, squint and see, oh, Johnny Brito could be the swingman guy, and, you know.
When you're most excited about finding out who's going to be the next Michael King, that's not a great indictment on your team.
No.
And I love a good Michael King. Don't we all know this?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
but Michael King, you are my witness. I loved him when.
Yeah, Michael King. Let's talk about that. Congratulations to him on hitting 100 innings. You did it, man. We're so happy. He transitioned to the rotation in September and looked really good. Like, full stop.
Absolutely.
That might be your number two starter going into 2024 somehow.
Because Yankees.
Yeah. I guess on paper, you still have Rodon and you still have Nestor if Nestor wants to put 2023 behind him, which I hope he does. I'm sure he would like to. We'll see what his baseball ability lets him do.
Besides Gerrit Cole and Michael King, everyone should want to put 2023 behind them.
Yeah, and like, you know, I feel like there were points when like Clark Schmidt was being raised up as like, oh, well, he had an okay season. It's like, well, you know, it's still bad by like below league average by ERA plus. In 32 starts. So, yes, it was okay, but like, this is not like, oh, this is our future, man. He's already 27. So,
like, he's probably fine if he's like the fifth man in your rotation or whatever, right? Like, even like consistently, even giving him 27 to 30 starts, it's probably fine.
Yeah, he's fine in the back rotation, sir, for sure.
But the fact of the matter is, he ended up being like the number two starter on this team.
Yeah. He threw the second That's most the innings problem. By far.
Yeah. Wasn't even close. Gerrit Cole, 209. Clark Schmidt, 159. Then after him was Domingo Germán with 108.
Yeah, and he's his own special case. So.
Yeah, what a wild season.
Yeah, the less we talk about it, the better, I think. Yeah. He's a guy I have no idea will be back, because I don't know if the Yankees will want to run it back with him after all the stuff that's going on. Maybe a little side because he was going into treatment, but they will give him another shot versus something else. But I don't know. It's possible they just say, nope, we're done. So
he's not a free agent, right? He still has another year of arbitration.
He's another year of arbitration.
Yeah. So that's probably the only reason I could see them just bringing him back.
Yeah, although that could be a reason to non-tender him as well. They're like, we don't want to give him a raise to whatever.
Yeah, but then Cashman would have to find somebody else, and he just likes to generally manage the team.
That's true. That's true.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Yankees rotation, not the problem, but a problem again.
Yeah.
Have you noticed a recurring theme? The Yankees team is full of problems. The offense is the biggest, but there are many problems.
You haven't talked about Frankie Montas. He came back for a couple innings.
And who's to say that the Yankees don't have a sense of humor? Because that was funny.
That was funny.
And I'm glad for him personally. You know, it sucks that his shoulder got hurt. He didn't want his shoulder to get hurt. And he managed to come back and pitch in a game in 2023. No, it's not what he wanted by any stretch, but you know what? Good for you, Frankie Montas. Maybe we'll see you next year, because Jack Kerr is already talking about the Yankees giving him an incentive-laden contract, which, you know,
yeah,
I guess if you want to do it and not guarantee him anything, or not guarantee him a spot, then that's fine, but it's just funny.
I could see it, because like, they do, at least with Montas, he does seem to have a good relationship with the organization, yeah. I know Brian Cashman very well, and he would like nothing more than to just be like, see, I am a genius for having Frankie Montas on this organization, in this organization, and he will absolutely sign him for spite.
Yep. It's the same reason they brought Josh Donaldson back. They're like, you got to be a fool to not bet on Josh Donaldson. I know that was Boone, but still.
Yeah. 100%. Brian Cashman loves nothing more than to try and give his bust moves another opportunity just to see, like, no, this time it's going to work.
Yeah.
And, like, you know what? Out of all the bust moves or whatever, like, that we could talk about, Frankie Montas is probably the one I actually wouldn't mind seeing succeed, because by all means, he seems like a decent dude.
Yeah.
So,
I just, fine. Yeah, if they really want to bring him back, fine, I don't care. You just can't guarantee him a rotation spot or playing around it, which is what they did in 2023. And that's how we got from when pitchers and catchers reported, it was like, which of Domingo Germán or Clark Schmidt are going to make the rotation? And the answer was both, because people got hurt.
Yep.
And then Clark Schmidt was just there all year long.
Yep.
Goodness gracious. It's like, oh, yeah, it was both, and then also Johnny Brito. At the time, it was just like, Johnny who?
Hey. Johnny Brito hit 90 innings for the Yankees in 2023.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been funny if he got to 100 and be like, see, King, it's not that hard.
Hey, he did have an impressive ERA plus of 101, which is...
This is the only bit that barely... I remember. 100 innings for anyone.
Yeah. It's the reason I fell in love with him, yeah. if we recall.
Yeah.
I genuinely appreciate it. That's all he wanted in life, was to pitch 100 innings for the major league club. So,
but to what you're saying, Johnny Brito looks really good in relief. I think that he could be a serious contributor. I don't think he's an actual starter, but he's got good stuff in the bullpen.
No, exactly. Like, he's somebody who can absolutely help the Yankees, but if he's penciled in as the number four starter in the opening day rotation because everyone else is dead, then once again Brian Cashman has messed up.
Yep. So we'll see what happens. We'll also see what happens with Jason Dominguez. You know, that whole saga happened while we were on mini hiatus, but that was quite the roller coaster that came to a screeching halt and you know, basically slammed into a barn. Like, so
man, I feel bad for him. Sorry, I'm just looking at some of these relievers. I have no idea who some of these people are.
Give me one example.
Who's Zach McAllister?
Oh, Zach McAllister. Yes. Zach McAllister. He was once a Yankees prospect. He was traded for Austin Kearns in 2010, if you remember that, like a million years ago. And he ended up coming back this year because he was on a minor league contract, and then he was in Scranton, and then everyone in the bullpen died, so he was there in September.
Awesome, awesome,
yeah,
awesome.
So he finally gets to make his Yankees debut 17 years after being drafted, which is freaking crazy.
That is actually pretty wild.
Yeah.
All right, let's throw a random quiz at you, and don't cheat, and don't look at the baseball reference page. Ignoring sample size and all that, who has the highest ERA plus for the Yankees as a pitcher?
Is it IKF?
No.
Ah, oh, damn.
It's an actual pitcher.
Is it Frankie Montas?
Actually, he doesn't even have an ERA plus.
Aha!
Because he has no ERA.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's the case of Josh Donaldson.
He threw a scoreless inning.
Yeah. Hey, one and a third scoreless innings.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but Frankie Montas counts. What are you talking about? He threw one inning in the third.
Okay, forget the ones who don't have ERA pluses, because that's Frankie Montas, Josh Donaldson, and Yoendris Gomez, whoever the hell that is.
Hell yeah, he's a prospect.
If you say so. Somebody who has an actual ERA plus. The answer, if you care to know, is Davey Garcia.
My next guess is going to be Keenan Middleton, who also came back because, lol, why not?
Yeah. He is second on the team with ERA plus of 235. And then third is IKF with 209.
Beautiful. It's
four games.
Beautiful.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
And not far behind them is Gerrit Cole, which is impressive considering he threw 209 innings. Cy Young. I don't think that there will be an actual question on this because Gerrit Cole led a lot of traditional categories, led the American League in ERA at 2.63, led in starts at 33, threw two shutouts, threw 209 innings that led the American League, led the American League with a 0.981 whip, which is the best in the majors, actually, and a 6.8 hit per nine. Also led the American League with 7.5 war. If he does not get the Cy Young Award for that, then I don't think he ever will.
Like, if he doesn't get the Cy Young, if he doesn't win Cy Young this year, then Billy Crystal is banished for no reason.
He knows what he did.
Yes, I am still holding on to this bit from last year. You cannot stop me.
So, Gerrit Cole, he's good. We can talk about a season more if we want after he wins the Cy Young. Knock on wood. So,
yeah.
All right, our time is starting to wind down. As I was saying with Jason Dominguez, the Tommy John surgery. Sucks. Hopefully his rehab will go well. I'm not really expecting to see him again till June or July. I just hope that people will not be, you know, counting on him to be the savior based off seven games this year, which I was really encouraged by, but you know, still just seven games, guys. Let's not Jesus Montero this.
Yeah. No, I mean, like it was a fun seven games, and it was good to see him. It was good to see like a rookie come in and immediately have an impact, because you don't really get that often, right?
Yeah,
even with Aaron Judge, we had to. His 2016 was not great.
Yeah, we got Gary, but Gary is his own special breed.
Exactly. So yeah, but I am looking forward to seeing what Jason Dominguez can do. But I would love to go into a season and not just rely on people who have been injured and are coming back from injury, and especially you know he's going to be out a few months. So like,
yeah,
get some actual outfielders that are not Judge and can maybe hit and, you know, stay on the field.
We will think about it.
Yay.
Hey, Harrison Bader's a free agent.
Oh, God. Jordan Montgomery's supposed to be a free agent, right?
Oh, can we bring him back? He is. He's made so much money for himself. Good for him.
Yeah, I'm very excited for him.
Yeah. Less we talk about Jordan Montgomery, the less angry I will get. So let's move on. Let's go ahead and do the Yankee and Manfred of the season.
Woo!
All right, who's your Yankee of the season?
Michael King. love a Michael King. Love a Michael King.
Wow.
And yes, it should be Gerrit Cole, because Gerrit Cole is awesome, and if he doesn't win his first Cy Young, like, you and I are going to riot. But Michael King, love a Michael King.
That's fair.
Man finally hit it. He finally achieved his dream. Hit 100 innings. He put himself on the map. People know him. People respect him. And, you know, just the way Matt Blake was talking about it, like, he seems to have earned at least a shot at the rotation spot next season. And I'm very excited to see what he can do.
Yeah, I think unless they trade him, he will be there. So
why would you put that evil out in the world?
Hey, I'm just saying right now, his value has never been higher. So we'll see what happens.
Well, now I know who's getting Manfred of the week, Andrew Mearns.
My Yankee of the week is Gerrit Cole. I'm not going to complicate things, and I will say that if you had said Cole, I would have said Judge, but But you know what? Since Judge is maybe going to be pivotal and Sean Casey and Aaron Boone are returning, he gets a mild demerit.
You know, and also, he didn't even hit 40 home runs this year. Come on, guy.
Yeah, what were you doing? Oh, yeah, he ran into the wall. The stupid concrete slab at Dodger Stadium.
But still, like, don't get to 37 and, like, tease me like that. At least hit 40.
Yeah. If you're going to do it. Just to him for his 2 3-homer games, though. Those were fun.
Oh, absolutely. Hell yeah. I love Aaron Judge.
Manfred of the season, go.
I'm really torn. I'm going to throw it to Brian Cashman and Josh Donaldson. I'm
going to
go Brian Cashman. Screw it. Yeah,
that's fair.
The problems all stem from him. If we want a player specifically, it'll be Josh. You know what? Screw it. It's gonna be Carlos Rodon.
I was gonna pick Carlos Rodon for mine.
I forgot about him for half a second. Josh Donaldson's at least not on the team anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. If we want a player, it's Carlos Rodon. But overall, it's Brian Cashman.
Yeah, that is very fair. I mean, you basically gave two answers there, and my answers would be the same. So, yeah, jeers to Josh Donaldson also, and Carlos Rodon, and to Brian Cashman. And heavy, heavy, heavy sigh to Giancarlo Stanton. You need more from that. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, that's a fair one. That's a good one.
I like him personally, but he needs to do better. That's so key.
Yeah. Like, I appreciate that you can still just, like, quite literally just run into one and just demolish a baseball, but that's not an effective strategy for you currently, and would like to see a little bit, just slightly better performance from you at the plate.
Yeah, I also say dishonorable mention to Luis Severino, but I can't bring myself to make him a Manfred just because it just made me so, so sad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, our time is running down, so I think we, on that very cheery note, we will leave you. Follow us on Twitter at Pinstrip Alley, at Podument Park, at Marin's PSA. Who knows when we will be back? Maybe when there are some off-season awards, possibly something, or if there's some really notable news. Aaron Boone returning does not really count as notable news, since we're just assuming that that's happening at some point. If the contrary happens, I think we can return, but...
Oh, you are gonna hear me drunk on a podcast if it does.
But otherwise... probably not until there's some serious off-season stuff to talk about. But we thank you for tuning in with us this year, even if we sort of abandoned ship in September due to our personal lives, but it happens. So, yeah. Any last thoughts?
Thank you, and hopefully go Yankees next year.
Go Yankees next year. Brian Cashman, get your head examined.
Yeah. Oh, let me ask you a quick question before we go. Who are you rooting for in the playoffs this year?
Orioles. Let's go.
Yep. Good yeah, words. Let's do it.
I'm fine with the Phillies too, because they have such a weird energy.
I'm not, because I just hate Philadelphia.
Wow. All right. Go Yankees. Farewell.
Woo!